Hi, I'm Tim Flanagan. I am here today with my co-host, Amanda Kramer, for another episode of Winning Through Culture. Today, we are going to be talking about EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, with Charlie White. Charlie is an implementer of the EOS system on behalf of EOS Systems Worldwide. He is an individual that's been working with our firm now for almost 2 years, and I am excited to have him on the show today. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Tim.
It's great to have you. So as Amanda and I were talking about this particular episode, we were reflecting on the fact that ultimately the healthy culture that we have been intentionally working on building does have a lot to do with the way we operate the business on a day-to-day basis. And EOS has helped us immensely, as it has. I know 100,000 companies all over the world simplify, clarify, and ultimately achieve their vision. So again, I'm happy to have Amanda with us today, since she is not only the champion of our culture here and the firm, but she's also the lead expert in our organization on EOS and has been trained as a facilitator.
Yes, looking forward to the conversation.
So Charlie, EOS has helped us and a number of other organizations figure out how to approach the responsibilities of ownership. Can you walk our listeners through the six components of EOS?
Absolutely. The six key components of EOS really stems from a discovery that the creator of EOS, Gina Wickman, made with his team. And it was really about the fact that leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, they all tend to wrestle with 100 plus different things simultaneously. And that stemmed to a different discovery that he got from that, which was basically that to the extent that you can focus and strengthen six key components, then all of those 100 plus different things just tend to fall into place. And they fall into place because they're really just symptoms of a root cause. And these root causes are really the pillars of any operating system or of any company. And it's these six key components. So at a very high level and very quickly, they are: number one is the vision component. And basically what we want to do with the vision component is get the business owner and the leaders of the organization, the leadership team, we refer to it, all on the same page with where they're going and how they're going to get there. The people component is the second key component, because it takes great people to execute a great vision. And great people are defined differently from one organization to another. So we want to define what is great people for your unique organization, and then what is the best structure going forward for the next 6 to 12 months that'll bring about a culture of accountability at every function. The third key component is the data component. And so with the data component, we want to cut through all these subjectives, opinions, preferences, egos that many times run decision-making in companies, and instead get really crystal clear on the facts, because the facts don't lie. So we want to run the company on objective-driven data and have a pulse on the business at any given time. And once we start to strengthen those first three components, what happens is that your company becomes more transparent. It's more open and honest. And with that, your obstacles, barriers, perceived problems, concerns, as well as your opportunities and ideas, they come to the forefront. They become more visible. And with that, takes us to the fourth key component, which is your issues component. Every company has their fair share of ongoing issues. It's the great companies that identify their key issues early and often, and then go about addressing those issues at the root cause for the long-term greater good of the company. Put another way, your ability to solve issues and identify issues effectively is in direct proportion to your ability to achieve your vision. That brings us to the fifth key component, and that's your process component. So here's where, for everything that goes on in your organization, we just want to make sure it's being done the best way and the right way every single time for the ordinary things that go on day to day, week to week. So we want to systemize the ordinary so we can humanize the extraordinary, the exceptions that are going to happen in your organization. And then once we are clear on all of that, we just got to get those processes followed by everyone in the company that touch them. And then finally, that brings us to the final key component, the traction component. That's where we bring your vision down to the ground and we go into execution mode. We build disciplines and accountability throughout the entire organization to make that vision a reality. And so it's a very holistic model. When you strengthen one component indirectly, you'll strengthen another one usually. And the whole journey is strengthening all six.
Well, and I think you mentioned it. You talked about, of course, issues being one of the components. And a lot of the times, you know, the word issue will have a negative connotation. And simply in EOS terminology, an issue is an opportunity. It's something that needs to be identified, discussed, and potentially solved for. So I think it's really important as entrepreneurs and small business owners, as you're thinking about the six key components of EOS, keep in mind that if you hear the word issue, it is not necessarily something that is negative in any way, shape, or form. It could simply be the opposite. It's definitely an opportunity, something that could move your business forward if identified, discussed, and solved for appropriately. So Charlie, we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, we started as an organization in our EOS journey in 2019, and it definitely is an evolution, and we are still progressing in our competency in the six key components, our competency in the toolkit that's provided as being part of the EOS family, as I like to say. But I think it would be really good for you to share, when does a business owner kind of like raise their hand and say, ooh, I think I need a system. What is that process, mindset, in your experience? What does that look like? Or how does that come to be when someone says, okay, I think a system is necessary now?
It's a great question. And I typically answer that with what we see is usually a business owner, whoever's leading the organization, they're frustrated. And there's typically five common frustrations that we see, which are totally natural. And I experienced it myself when I was running a company as well. And the first of those is just a lack of control, a feeling that you don't have control over your time or the market or your company. Instead of controlling your business, you feel like the business is controlling you and your life. So that's one frustration. Another frustration that's common is people. Simply put, you're frustrated with some of your employees, customers, vendors, partners. They don't seem to listen, understand you, or follow through with their actions. And basically, you're just not on the same page. Another common frustration is profit. Simply put, not enough of it. You're working harder than ever before to make less money, it seems like. And then a fourth frustration is that you're hitting a ceiling, the company level, departmental level, or individual level, and sometimes all three. And you feel like you're just sort of stuck spinning your wheels. You can't break through to that next level, no matter what you try. And so that leads us to the fifth frustration that we see a lot, which is nothing's working. You're trying all these different things, whether you've read some incredible books that have been recommended to you, or you're working with a new tool that somebody has shared with you, but it's not sticking. And the team that you're working with is starting to become numb because you're always trying something new and different, but it's never really, really sticking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think kind of going back to that process of knowing when it's necessary to say, okay, raise my hand, I think we need to do something differently here. There is so much that comes from that evolution of a business cycle, right? And you know this, being that previous to your experience in EOS for the last 4+ years, you ran a successful business and had some of these frustrations yourself to get to the place where you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to be a teacher, a facilitator, and a coach, which you have been all three of those things to both Tim and I and our greater leadership team as we embarked on this journey and said, okay, so some of the frustrations that you talked about, clearly we're experiencing them. We need a system. We need something that is an opportunity for us to learn and then ultimately to plug and play. And again, our competency and all of the skill sets and then all of the tools is continuing to grow. Everybody's at a different level, and that's 100% okay because it definitely is that evolution. Can you share a little bit about when entrepreneurs, leaders, business owners, they have a vision and they're like, okay, I know I need a system. What does that process look like? Because they don't necessarily have an action plan to make it become reality. How does EOS play into, okay, I have a vision. I know where I want to go. I know I need a system. Maybe EOS is for me. What is that next step? What does that look like?
Yeah. So the first thing is that your business is a constant evolution. And so having an operating system that's well implemented is just going to help you have a framework for you to evolve your business where you want to evolve it, with intention. And so you can't do it alone. Tim, you know this, you can't do all this alone. It takes a village. It takes your leadership team to get it done. And so So first of all, whatever you decide to do with an operating system, if you embark on EOS or some other system, it needs to be a collaborative effort with your leadership team. And that's why we only work with the leadership team. Because as we always say, as the leadership team goes, so goes the rest of the organization. So you're exactly right, Amanda. Every business owner, entrepreneur has a vision in their head. Guess what? So does their leadership team, each one on the leadership team. And it's slightly different from the one that's in their head. So the whole idea of getting everybody seeing the same thing, wanting the same thing, and having all of that human energy focused in one meaningful direction so you can execute it is all about getting everyone on the same page with that vision. And so that's what we do when we lay the foundation of EOS in the first three sessions, is getting everyone on the same page with where we're going, how we're going to get there, and then we build traction from there.
Yeah, Charlie, I was listening to you and Amanda. I mean, I remember I first looked at EOS almost 6 years ago, and at the time, actually backed away because I did not think our organization was ready for it as the team was structured at that present time. In looking back over the 2 years we've worked together now, I don't know how we would have accomplished what we've accomplished growing like we've grown without the system. The one thing that I realized that 6 years ago was everybody was not on the same page. The vision, to your point, I had a vision, we had a vision, people had collectively individual visions that were going in different directions. Candidly, I was just concerned about putting that out on the table 6 years ago and how that might unfold. So I backed away from EOS. Now, though, I look at where we are as an organization and as a leadership team, and we have a clear vision and everybody's very clear on it and very committed to it. You know, there are a lot of tools in EOS. There's a lot of terminology, VTO being one of them. Do you want to talk a little bit about VTO, Vision Traction Organizer, and how that's a tool that's used in EOS to help get everybody on the same page around the vision?
Absolutely. It's one of our foundational tools. And we start to work with the VTO in our second and third session that completes the foundation of the operating system. And I want to set that context because it's important for listeners to know that we intentionally try to build a foundation of traction first in our first session. And then we start building a vision upon that foundation. So the VTO is very powerful tool that on one side you have the vision side of it and the other side is the traction. And so the vision side is composed of five big questions that every organization ought to be crystal clear on and on the same page with. It starts with your core values. And what we find is that a lot of our clients that we engage with, they have core values, or they say they do. And we find out that it doesn't really matter if you have core values if they're not being lived and if it doesn't define the culture that you're trying to create. Most people go about figuring out their core values and make mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes is that they pick core values that they think they want the outside world to think of them. And what we walk our clients through is making sure that it's 100% inward facing, that it's completely authentic, and that it's got to stem from the leadership team because it's those attitudes, mindsets, behaviors that really bring out the best work out of your organization. And it's how you should hire, fire, recognize, and reward people through that. From there is the next question, which is, what is your core focus? And we want to get crystal clear on what you are as an organization. What is your purpose, your cause, or your passion? Be concise with that. And coupled with, what is your niche? What is your contribution? And so forth to the world. So it's every company's in business to make money, but this is more than that. This is your why. And then that follows the third question, which is where you want to take this? Where are you going long-term as an organization? And so we have a core target. Most companies go with a 10-year long-range target. And so this is where we just want to get crystal clear on what kind of impact can we make over the next 10 years and rally everyone around it. And then we get to the fourth question, which is, okay, how are we going to get there? And that's through your marketing strategy. And this is the first question that's really outward facing now. And it has four parts, you know, getting clear in your target market, on your three uniques, your differentiators that really resonate with that target market, having a proven process in place, as well as a guarantee, a pledge, or a promise, or a commitment that follows through for any kind of customer entertaining doing business with you. So that's the powerful marketing strategy we want to get everybody in agreement to. And then finally, we want to paint a 3-year picture And it's a picture, not a plan, but we want to get everybody in the room on the leadership team seeing the same thing in their mind's eye. Because the more they can see the same thing, the more they're likely to make it happen, and it sets you up for great one-year planning. So you flip over the VTO to the other side. This is where we prioritize and plan how we're going to execute the vision. And it starts with a one-year plan where we're going to have clear measurables for the year and then 3 to 7 goals that are going to be the most impactful goals to help that three-year picture come to reality. From there, we're going to throw you into a 90-day world, and we're going to, at the quarterly segment, we're going to also have short-term prediction on your measurables, and then 3 to 7, what we call rocks. Those are 90-day priorities that have to get done in the next 90 days to keep you on track for your one-year plan to get executed. And then last but not least is your issues list. And just like Amanda said, those are the list of things that are really opportunities to improve or to address. And the issues are your friends. They're there to tell you something. So we want to get all of those out of your heads onto one list so you can sort of see the lay of the land.
As I was listening to you talk about the core values in the early stages of us engaging with you, I know Amanda remembers this. You may remember this, Charlie. We felt pretty convicted as a team that we already did that exercise. We didn't need to go through it again. So let's move on. And I appreciated the fact that you said trust the process. And eventually, I believe we relented and we trusted the process. And it did certainly reveal, I mean, Amanda and I talk about on this podcast a lot, the importance of a set of values that everyone is living by, not just reading off of or pointing to on a wall, but is living by. And I know that exercise for us helped us realize that the words we were using to describe our core values meant different things to different people. And the exercise of articulating what those words meant, which is where we eventually arrived as a team, helped make it much clearer for each of us what it actually looked like to live that value behaviorally and attitudinally versus just say, oh yeah, that's important to us.
Well, and I think it's important to note that it is terminology that we use. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to articulate what it is and what it isn't. And that was the part that I really probably enjoyed the most of going through that exercise, because I still to this day, when we get in our quarterlies and we say, okay, do we need to review the VTO? And the first thing on that is the core values. And we all look at each other and we're like, nope, we're good. And then, but we still say like what it means and what it isn't. And I think that's actually more important than maybe the words that you put after the word that you're going to say is your core value. It's really being able for Tim, myself, anybody else in the organization to really know what the core value is not, and that it really plays into the ability for you to build that into your culture and for people to really understand what your core values mean to you and how to live them. Because that's the living, breathing part. You know, our culture is our people and our people are our organization, and ultimately coming back to, you know, our contribution to the world. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I am not a naturally organized person. And at the same time, I am a person that greatly values organization. And I would say for the VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer, it's definitely helped me help us stay organized and focused so we can work on the bigger aspects of the business, whether it's the building of the culture, building of the business, addressing the challenging issues that we might face and finding ways to grow. And so it's an outstanding tool to use for any business owner. And I think about my 32 years in business, Charlie, and I've had some people mention to me as they've heard me talk about EOS, they're like, oh, you always were the flavor of the year kind of guy. You'd find a new system or hear about something new and follow that for a little while and then find something new. And yeah, we've stuck with this for over 2 years. And this is the flavor of not the month, the year, but the balance of my career, at least. You know, there are a lot of resources out there to help a business owner run a business, but what do you think makes EOS unique?
Absolutely. The power of EOS is that it's based on timeless, field-tested tools and disciplines that Gino Wickman, the creator of EOS, has put together to come up with this very simple, powerful, proven system that simply drives results. And our three uniques is that most people are familiar with vision and how we clarify that vision for the organization. and traction, how we execute that vision, because there's tons of tools and disciplines around doing that. But it's also healthy. And I think Amanda's, you can appreciate that. It's all about having a healthy culture, because a lot of companies, they focus so much on being smart and being better than the other competition through better technology or better experience in one place or another. And that's all very important. You're always going to want to be smart to survive. But the great companies are both healthy and smart. And what EOS does is it creates healthy organizations. And it's been said many times in our community that culture will eat strategy for breakfast and it will outlast it. So what I love about EOS is that, and just mentioning the VTO and describing that, you can use that as a recruiting tool. When you have crystal clarity on that front page of the vision, you're going to know whether or not someone that you're interviewing is going to be the right fit and want to help you create that three-year picture and be part of that. And so it's a great recruiting tool. It just helps build great cultures.